call it perhaps relief from the once-in-a-century flood disaster that's going on in Pakistan right now, or possibly call it an insight into the mystery of that game called cricket, or perhaps an insight into the soul of the Pakistanis who have, for once, pushed off the front pages of the newspapers in Pakistan, reportage about the floods. It's a scandal in Pakistan's cricket team, national cricket team. Three players from the cricket team are under investigation for their alleged role in a betting scam that is dominating headlines inside Pakistan at the beginning of the week. Mihir Bose joins us, a freelance author and broadcaster, author of the book The Magic of Cricket, joining us from the center of the cricket world, London, but South Asia is probably where cricket is even more popular. Mihir Bose, good morning.
Good morning, John.
So, first of all, why would a cricket scandal on betting blow the worst-in-a-century flood headlines from the front pages inside Pakistan?
I'm surprised, John, you say that. Didn't the baseball scandal make it the big story in America in the 1920s? Say it ain't Joe. Isn't that the great line?
Absolutely.
I think cricket means a lot. You said cricket. I'm speaking to you from the headquarters of cricket in London. I'm not very far from Lord's Cricket Ground. But actually, the headquarters of the game has actually moved to India, to the subcontinent. That is what produces 80% of world cricket's income. And that part of the world, which is not a great sporting world, where the sporting achievements are limited, cricket is the one game that both countries do quite well. India is a top test-playing nation of the world, which is, of course, the big sort of indicator of success. Pakistan has had a very good team, a bit mercurial, can be brilliant one day and not so good the other day. And therefore, when something happens to cricket team, it affects the soul of the nation in a way that nothing else probably does.
Well, let's listen to some voices of Pakistani fans who were gathered by our partner, the BBC.
Cricket is something that the nation looks up to. You know, that is the only sport, the only good thing that was happening for us back there. There's a lot of depression, you know, floods going on.
And here's the manager of Pakistan's cricket team, Yawar Saeed.
Allegations is allegations, and obviously we are not delighted about it. We are sad, and it was very sober feelings in the dressing room.
Mihir Bose, this is a classic scandal. They were betting on the game, that's the allegation?
Yes, they were betting on the game. And remember, betting in the subcontinent is illegal. In India, the only place you can bet is if you go to a racetrack. So if you like, the bookmakers are themselves illegal. And what they were betting on was spot betting, like if you could, you know, produce a no ball or a wide, you know, something like if you can pitch a curve ball or something like that. You know, they were not actually betting on whether the outcome of the match, not quite like the baseball scandal of the 1920s and 1930s, but they were betting on a particular event. And a lot of money was being spent, a lot of money, millions of pounds, millions of dollars.
And again, I have no idea, Mihir Bose, what you're talking about there, but we're really talking about betting on a specific outcome in a specific sort of batting session. We're not really, you can't throw a game in these kind of bets.
No, you can't throw a game. What you're betting on is whether a batter, for instance, the equivalent would be whether a batter is going to hit the ball out of the park at that particular particular pitch. You're betting on that, or whether that particular pitch will land somewhere other than where it was meant to land. And if you can, if the bowler is in league with the illegal bookmaker, he says, yes, I will make the ball do this rather than that.
If the bowler is in league, that's the nature of the corruption. Mihir Bose explaining the cricket scandal, which is dominating headlines in Pakistan this morning. Thanks so much, Mihir.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.